This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. This story has multiple parts. To listen to the entire story in one place, visit talltaletv.com/series.
An Interlude of Intrigue, A Tale of Three Kings by Leslie Herron. Chapter 3, Legato.
Peace only lasts as long as both parties need something from the other. Over the years, the council meetings my father dragged me to became less and less civil. Uharia's cropland flourished, leaving them little reason to care about the religious zealots that marched across their land with eyes set on our borders. And worse, Aethia to the north, last in line to claim stake to Ebra's throne, were more than eager to listen to the more immediate offers of the Brotherhood. Our wall against the Inquisition began to crumble. My father and I amassed our armies, spreading our forces between the north and the south, leaving my mother to rule in his absence. Held together by the barest of threads, our peace unraveled when our last true ally, my human grandfather, the King of Fuskar, died of old age.
Queen Octavia heaved a heavy sigh as she threw open the large double doors to her resting chambers. "For the last time, Varen, no, you cannot join me." The death of a parent is never welcome, but even more so when it was a royal. It would mean a shift in power, and her family, many of whom had voiced their dislike of Ebra's peace treaty, would be whispering in the ear of the crown prince now that his coronation was imminent.
"Please, I've never seen where you grew up."
Varen followed her into her chambers, watching her flit about the room, handing things to the maids.
"I've always wondered what the West was like, and I could finally meet all my relatives."
Octavia cupped his cheek in her hand and smiled. He was nearly as tall as she was now, and would likely pass her by the end of the summer. But all she could see was her precious little boy, kind and trusting.
"And they would be better for knowing you. But not all in Fuskar know how sweet you are, and your presence may cause more harm than good."
She brushed a thumb against the scar that still ran the length of his face, and she glanced at his eye that had never healed. Kind and trusting to a fault.
"Let me do this on my own. I will speak to my brother, and if all goes well, I will take you with me next time."
Varen nodded, casting his eyes to the floor. He would love to see more of the world than his castle. Even Elias got to go with father whenever he traveled. He didn't resent his brother. It was part of being king. But he was definitely envious of the exciting adventures he must be having. When the maids began to fill a second trunk, he grew worried.
"Are you going to be gone long?"
Octavia stopped, shoulder deep in an armoire, her hand still clutching a long, regal gown. She turned around, laying it on the bed and gesturing for the serving girls to continue without her.
"A month, maybe more."
She gave him a sad smile at the look of disappointment.
"But I am not leaving for a leisurely visit. I would much rather be here with you. But I must help with the arrangements and oversee the crowning of the new king. Not just as his sister, but as an emissary for Ebra."
I could help. I could represent Ebra with you, and then you won't have to be alone."
Varen wrung his hands as he watched his mother fold several linens into the traveling chests. She took a deep breath. Perhaps it was better if he understood.
"Fuskar is not a kind kingdom, nor has it ever been. The people to the west are less than welcoming to fae kind."
Octavia felt a sheepish wince from within, having grown up as one of those people. Many years ago, on the day she found out about the deal her father had made with the King of Ebra, she had screamed and cried, outraged at the thought of being wed to a creature of the forests. It took many years of patience, growing, and understanding to put such views behind her.
I don't want to risk that anything were to happen to you. The last thing we need is a war with Fuskar.
Varen cast his glance down at the stone floor. He had heard some of the humans didn't like the Fae, but he figured since he was half-human... Octavia stared at her son, watching him come to terms with this new revelation. He had always been rather attached to her, dependent even, something Zelfir had scolded her for allowing many, many times. She leaned forward and kissed him on the forehead.
"I will be back before you know it, and your father and brother should be returning from the north any day now."
Varen smiled.
"All right, you go and I'll stay here to welcome them home. Besides, I have Lucien to look after me."
The queen's stomach churned at the thought of leaving her son with Lucien. While the situation had become more tenable, she still didn't trust him. Octavia forced a smile.
"I am almost done here. Will you do me a favor and make sure the carriage is pulled around?"
Happy with something important to do at last, Varen nodded vigorously before opening the doors behind him. He vaulted past the maids and hopped down the stairs two at a time. He heard his mother shout at him to be careful, but he simply grinned and put on a burst of speed as he hit the third floor landing.
"Fool of a boy!"
Octavia hid her chuckle with feigned anger.
"He'll break his neck."
"Ah, he may be a foolish child, but he is eager to please."
The queen looked up to see Lucien, waiting patiently for permission to enter. She could see a stack of papers held tightly in his grip. She closed her eyes, taking in another soul-steadying breath. Likely the visit would be to voice his displeasure with whom she had chosen to rule in her absence, Councilman Whitmore, one of her husband's more level-headed advisors.
"I am very busy at the moment, Lucien. Whatever it is that you want, make it quick, please. I'm eager to get on my way."
With a faint smile, Lucien stepped into the room.
"Ah, then I shall try to be brief, Your Majesty. I merely came to speak to you about your choice of regent."
She gave a slight huff. "I suppose you are wondering why I did not leave the position to you."
"I am well aware of my past behavior, and fault you not with my own mistakes. I have long since abandoned any ambition for the throne."
He gave a slight bow at the waist.
"I merely wondered why you weren't leaving the kingdom in the very capable hands of your son."
Octavia placed the last garment into the traveling trunk and nodded at the maids. She waited for them to depart, struggling to heft the single case between the two of them.
"You know full well it's because he's too young. Varen has not had the training or the time to deal with such matters that a kingdom requires of its rulers."
She reached into a drawer beside her bed and pulled out a small wooden box that contained several of her most valuable jewels. Hoping she wouldn't need to gift them to strengthen ties within her family, she tucked it into a velvet string bag. Lucien's features betrayed genuine offense.
"Have I not proven myself to be an adequate teacher? Your son is not much younger than Elias or myself when we first took up such responsibilities."
He measured his next words carefully so as not to cause insult.
"He clings to your skirts, and you encourage him to do so."
Octavia could feel the color rising in her cheeks, but he raised a hand to stave off her retort.
"I fault you not. He has grown to be kind and just because of this. But he is more capable than you or even he knows. He just needs a push, a chance to see what he is capable of."
The queen considered him for a moment. It was true, while she had her own issues with the elf, he seemed to have taken a genuine interest in Varen around his 7th birthday. At first, she had feared for her son's safety, but in Elias's absence, Lucien had stepped in to fill the role of protective older brother, or perhaps favorite uncle, given the age difference.
What if it is too much for him?
He lifted the stack of papers in his hand.
Perhaps we could start him off on a, let's call it a trial run. You will only be gone for several weeks, and my father and Elias should return before then.
He extended his hand, offering her the pages.
Take a look at the docket, and if anything here is not something he could manage, then I'm certain Regent Whitmore will be able to assist him.
Lucien watched as the woman seemed to deflate, her guard finally falling. As she reached out and took the papers from him, he couldn't help but see that she was starting to show signs of age. Her hair was flecked with gray, and crow's feet had crinkled the corners of her eyes. The curse of being human. Time does not creep up so much as sprints towards you.
It's mostly land distribution for crops and livestock, tax allocation for a new road, and a few minor infractions of the law. Nothing overly complex.
Still unable to trust him outright, Octavia made her way through the entire docket just to verify. Nothing even remotely critical. She couldn't stomach the feeling, but her stepson made an airtight argument. With a heavy sigh, she reached out to hand the docket back to the elf.
Very well.
Before he could take them, she pulled her hand back, keeping her fingers tight around the papers.
I shall send a runner to inform Councilman Whitmore that he shall assume an advisory role as Varen makes his way through these issues.
She offered up the stack once more.
But if anything new comes in, he must review it before my son is allowed to act. Agreed?
Absolutely.
Lucien extended his hand, taking the papers from the Queen with another curt bow.
I am confident that Varen will rise to the task admirably.
A flicker of doubt swelled, a nagging in her gut. But she put it down to the distress of letting her baby boy grow up. She cinched the bag closed around her jewels and exited the room in a hurry. Even after so many years, Octavia felt uneasy being alone with her stepson. She hadn't reached the stairs before Varen came barreling up towards her room. She resisted that urge to chuckle as he leaned over to catch his breath.
Did you run all the way to the stables and back? I wanted...
Varen paused, pulling in several deep breaths before starting again.
I wanted to make sure I got back here before you left.
He wrapped his arms around his mother, hugging her tight.
Have a safe trip.
This moment made leaving Fuskar, her home, her family, her everything behind all those years ago, worth every second. Octavia closed her eyes and threw her arms around her son. After what felt like an eternity, she pulled away, placing a hand on his cheek once more.
I'll be back before you know it. After all, you'll be too busy ruling the kingdom to notice I'm gone.
Varen's eyes went wide.
Ruling? You mean...
Octavia nodded and pointed to the man still standing in her bedroom doorway.
Lucien thinks you are ready. And you know what?
She patted him on the chest.
I think he may be right. I believe in you.
The now Prince Regent beamed back at her.
I won't let you down.
She smiled, much of her previous worry dissipating.
I know you won't.
Not wanting him to see her tear up, she tapped her son on the cheek and stepped past him, hiking up her skirts to hurry down the stairs. Varen watched her shadow lengthen on the steps until it faded from sight, and he heard the heavy echoing slam of the front doors minutes later. He remained in stunned silence, staring at nothing and allowing his mind to wander until he heard shuffling behind him. He turned to see his eldest brother closing the door to his mother's room, holding a stack of papers.
You convinced her?
A wide smile carved its way across Lucian's face.
I may have suggested the idea, but your mother needed a little convincing. She feels you will make a great ruler.
He offered him the stack of papers.
she hand-chose the issues she wants you to handle. Anything else, Whitmore will decide if you are to take it up or himself. Sure, he was showing far too much eagerness for what would likely be simple and boring paperwork. Varen snapped up the pages, flipping through them with a grin on his face.
Thank you. I won't let Mother down.
Sure enough, letters from farmers, a few court hearings, nothing special. But as he reached the bottom of the stack, he found himself staring at the familiar handwriting of his father. He took a moment to read the letter. Why was this one at the bottom, he thought. It was marked urgent.
This can't be right, Lucien.
He looked up as a pit dropped in his stomach.
This is a request for immediate troop deployment. Father says Brotherhood and Athian troops are amassing at the northern borders.
Is it now?
Lucien forced a surprised and worried look onto his face.
I didn't see that one earlier. Perhaps your mother added it in when I wasn't looking.
What do I do?
Varen read and reread his father's handwriting. He swallowed hard as he looked back to his brother, confusion tugging at his brow.
I think Mother may have given me this one by mistake. Should I just give it to Whitmore?
Lucien tapped at his chin.
You could. That would be the safest thing to do.
Varen nodded, turning towards the stairs.
Or?
Lucien stepped up next to him and tapped the paper with a finger.
Perhaps she left this for you on purpose. It could be a test to see if you are ready to make decisions of such an important nature.
Varen shook his head.
No, I don't think Mother would do that.
The overwhelming feeling of worry and dread seeped through him.
What if something bad happens? I don't know anything about war, other than what I've read.
He looked over at his older sibling.
But you used to be a general. What would you do?
Lucien paused, thinking for a moment before he steered them both down the stairwell.
I would rain fire and death down upon the entire nation for attacking us.
His mouth twitched as he hid his smile.
But I am no longer a general for a reason. The question is not what would I do, but rather what would Father do?
Varen frowned.
Well, Father said he wants us to send more troops.
Aye, but from where? Not from the south. The Brotherhood is already pressing at those borders.
Lucien ticked off one of his fingers.
We can't pull troops from the mountain pass to the east, and calling back our soldiers from the west would leave your mother vulnerable to highwaymen and bandits on her travels.
Varen shuddered at the thought.
Is there no other option?
Well?
Lucien gave a wide shrug, directing him down a corridor.
We do know that Father is always willing to sacrifice much in the name of peace.
Confusion warred within him, and Varen looked over, meeting his sibling's piercing gaze.
How would I do that?
Lucien stopped in front of the door to one of the lesser-used meeting rooms.
As luck would have it, someone arrived just this morning who may be able to assist us.
He pushed open the door, ushering his sibling into a dimly lit room. He paused, collecting a taper from a shelf and moving to the single candle lit on the center table.
Father always told me that we should prefer to make peace with our enemies.
After igniting the wick, he moved to one of the many braziers that lined the wall and began lighting them one at a time.
To show them the error of war.
His eyes slow to adjust to the dark, Varen could make out a large map pinned in place with heavy stones covered in circles and arrows that plotted out a very precise strike pattern. Lucien lit the final brazier, bringing a warm glow to the entire room.
And to forge alliances wherever possible.
It took Varen several moments to notice he and his brother were not alone in this room. As if they had stepped straight from the darkness itself, a figure clad in canvas robes of black moved up to the table, placing their hands on either side.
candlelight glimmered off a large, golden emblem around their neck. Baron's gaze flickered back to his brother, that pit never settling in his gut. A trustworthy smile ever present on his face, Lucian beckoned his sibling closer to the table.
It's what father would want.
An Interlude of Intrigue, A Tale of Three Kings, is book 3.5 by Leslie Herron, a short novella to set the stage for the upcoming book 4 of the series. If you would like to listen to the first three books, please be sure to check the links in the description. And stay tuned every few weeks to hear the latest chapters as they are being written and recorded. We hope you enjoyed the story. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.